Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you in the name of Jesus for the life that we have in you. Thank you in the name of Jesus for the preservation we enjoy from you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that again you will speak to us from your word. Cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing in God's word. I trust that you rested well. It's always a joy to be able to go and share the word of God with you. I want you to know that one of the greatest privileges that you have is the privilege to be alive. For every day that you live, you have a reason to be grateful because not everybody made it to that day. And while we do not threaten people to be grateful, it's important that we stir up their ability to be reflective, because most times, gratitude or ingratitude is a function of your ability or inability to be thoughtful. If you think well, you obviously will be grateful. You will thank God. You will thank God well, all right? So we are grateful for life this morning. We are grateful for life. We are just really grateful for life. Father, we just thank you for life. Thank you for keeping us alive. We do not pretend that we got here by ourselves. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, two scriptures. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. I like that. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, and through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Another scripture, Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. Praise God forevermore. The Bible says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So we are introduced to certain terms and terminologies in these verses of scripture. Number one, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. How did he do that? He was made a curse for us. If he has been made a curse for us, then we are no longer under the curse. That means Christ legally removed us from under the influence of the curse. Deuteronomy is clear that sickness and disease is a curse. It's a curse, all right? Disease, sickness is a curse. It's part of the curse. When we say something is a curse, it means it was not in the original design for functionality. God did not design sickness as a part of human functionality. Sickness is an empowerment that was released when sin was introduced, an empowerment to fail. Now, redemption is the legal action, that Jesus took against the curse. When he took the curse, when he took that action against the curse, being, you know, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. When he went on the cross, right, he took legal action against the curse. Now, the Bible says in verse 24 of Romans chapter 3 that we have been justified freely through the grace, you know, that is in Christ Jesus. Through the grace, by his grace, we have been justified by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. I want you to understand the legality of your healing. It's like somebody that knows his right. When a man knows his right, he is bold. I want you to know that you have a legal right because of what Jesus did for you, not for any other person. What Jesus did for you, you have a legal right to be healed. It's like somebody who is part of a team that won a match, although he did not play because of injury, but he belongs to that team. The fact that he legally belongs to that team makes him legally qualified to be a winner. He may not be a winner in the media space, but he is a winner in the vital and the legal space because he's part of that team. What Jesus did, he did for you. That means what he got for you. What he did in taking away the curse made him to get the blessing of healing, so that healing is yours. Healing is legally yours. You have a legal right. Every time sickness knocks on your door, sickness is an illegality. Sickness is an illegality. Sickness is illegal. It doesn't have a right over you. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God let me there. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.